Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Wednesday morning, 30 degrees at 7:30. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will hear a report on the regional economy from the Greater Wichita Partnership. The Commission Chair Pete Meissner tells KNSS News, the partnership does a great job in promoting the South Central Kansas economy.
Anywhere from 40 to 50 cents of that new dollar that comes into the state is a result of this area making things, shipping them out either to other states or out of the country. And then the remaining 50 or 60 cents comes from the other counties that are really heavy in agriculture.
Meissner commented on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
He's not on the ballot in Nevada to compete in this weekend's caucuses, but former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has qualified for the Nevada debate. Bloomberg has drawn negative comments from both sides of the aisle for his campaign so far.
The Democratic Party changed the debate qualifying rules, and after recent polling gave former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg a surge, he qualified. His campaign manager says they look forward to tonight, but many of the other Democratic candidates are not thrilled.
Mayor Bloomberg, with all his money, will not create the kind of excitement and energy we need.
Bernie Sanders accused Bloomberg of enacting racist policies as mayor. Elizabeth Warren said he's buying his way onto the debate stage. Joe Biden said money can buy ads, but it can't erase your record. Amy Klobuchar said she's looking forward to it because while she can't beat Bloomberg at ad buys, she thinks she can beat him in a debate. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the president holds a campaign rally tonight in Phoenix.
Arizona is a state that has been described as a swing state in the upcoming presidential election. In 2018, Arizonans elected their first Democratic senator since Dennis DeConcini left office in 1995. In 2016, President Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 3.5 percentage points and won the Grand Canyon state's 11 electoral votes. Despite that history, Democrats believe they have a chance of winning Arizona for the first time since Bill Clinton carried the state in 1996. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Police in Winfield looking for a man who robbed a drugstore.
The Winfield Police Department and Cali County Sheriff's Office responded to an aggravated robbery call at Graves Drugstore, located at 905 Main Street in Winfield, shortly after noon Tuesday. An unidentified white male wearing a mask walked into the store and demanded merchandise. Any potential loss is under investigation. No injuries occurred during this incident. Authorities closed the surrounding area for a while Tuesday afternoon. Nearby schools were also put on lockdown. The investigation is ongoing. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Officials are crediting a school crossing guard for the ultimate sacrifice.
A crossing guard working near Christ the King Parish School in Kansas City, Kansas, was struck and killed by a vehicle Tuesday, but is credited with saving the lives of two children he prevented from entering the roadway. Principal Kathy Fithian says the guard always put the children first. The man, who has not yet been identified, worked as a crossing guard for the past 5 years after retiring from another career. The driver of the car was hospitalized, and the crash is under investigation. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A 25-year-old man was arrested Tuesday afternoon after authorities say he stabbed a child while she was in the play area at a McDonald's restaurant in El Paso, Texas. Police say the girl, who's about 4 or 5 years old, was in stable condition at a hospital after undergoing surgery. The suspect fled on foot but was found hiding in a nearby motel room and was arrested, police say, and police have not yet released the suspect's name. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's a quiet start to the day for us, but clouds gradually move in throughout the day. Our high expected to be around 42. Some areas of rain and snow later on tonight and overnight. Our low 25. By early tomorrow morning, we could have an inch or less accumulation and then a clearing sky as the system quickly moves out. It'll be breezy with a high 35. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy and east wind at 8 miles per hour and 30 degrees. 735, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Rush Limbaugh from 11 to 2 right here on KNSS. The guest host today will be Todd Herman. Todd Herman filling in, and Rush is going to be back in a day or two. But today it's going to be Todd Herman guest hosting on Rush Limbaugh. Cooler day across central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature, 48 degrees. However, that's just a one below the normal high of 49, but it cooled off quite a bit from the day before. It had a really warm day. 735 now, Steve and Ted. Well, Ted, I saw something in the parking lot.
Yes.
I didn't mention this yesterday. They just didn't get around to it, but I want to mention it today. You know, we are in our building is the former Pizza Hut headquarters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we do have, though, some nature in a kind of a park or a walking path down to the south side of our campus, if you
yes.
will.
Yes.
From time to time, you'll see animals out there.
That is correct.
Have you told me you saw maybe an eagle one day, or what did you see out there? You know, you went out for a walk. I thought you said you saw an eagle. Maybe not.
No.
Okay.
That wasn't me.
Well, one morning, I drove into the parking. This was just a couple of months ago. I drove into the parking lot, and there's a coyote. A coyote out there. Yeah. So, you know, we hear a lot about the coyotes. They're making news in the cities across America. They're spotting them in urban areas a lot more, and they're apparently not too bashful about men and you know if the men and women and humans and if they spot a good food source, you know, like the bears up in the mountains there, they'll come down and take advantage of it. So I saw a coyote, but then this week, was it Tuesday morning? Yeah, Tuesday morning, I saw a skunk.
Oh, I have never seen a skunk over here.
The polecat. He was scurrying across the path.
He was
in front of me in a hurry, and I first time I seen.
So this is in the middle of the night.
Skunk running around. Of course, they do run around at night quite a bit, and you'll see them squished on the roadways. And then this morning as I came in, this is the following morning, I smelled him.
You got
that odor because he had apparently...
Unmistakable.
He or she had let go on somebody out there, and so there was a skunk odor in the air. And so there's my skunk sighting. I like to keep you abreast on wildlife that we spot here in Wichita. That one day, several months ago, I think it was summertime, maybe it was fall, I came up on the ramp off of Kellogg to get onto Rock Road and looked across the street, and there was a live deer running down the road. And we're in the middle of East Wichita in a commerce and residential area, and yet there they are, you know, running around. Animals, wild animals. All right, Ted, big development here.
Okay.
You see this?
I was going to ask you about that.
Let me just put them on so you can get the full effect here.
You've got
here.
Two pairs of spectacles here. One you're wearing and you're not.
Well, these are my, I call them my computer glasses.
Okay.
They're not bifocal, so I can read without tipping my head up.
Right.
So I had those special. But these are my regular street glasses.
Okay.
They're brand new.
Nice. I like those.
You like them? Okay. I was going to find, Shelly loves them. I like them too.
But now you just put those on. Now you can't read your computer, right?
I can't see a thing. I'm completely.
Okay.
No. Actually, I can, but I have to move my head up and down. But anyway, these are made out of titanium.
Just like the golf clubs.
Yeah. So, and they're very lightweight.
Look at that.
I really like them so far. I've only had them for
less than
a day, but, you know, changing glasses is a big deal.
I'm kind of getting to the age, too, where I need some glasses at the computer.
You read, sometimes you come in and you've got your glasses on, sometimes you don't.
I'm kind of on the fence right now.
Yeah.
Some days are good, some days I can't read at all.
Okay. Well, I noticed that I broke my other glasses. They broke in my hands while I was cleaning them.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So I had my backup lenses.
Well, now you've got your titaniums. They'll never break.
Well, I had my backup glasses, which the prescription was just a little bit off. So I found myself sitting at home reading a book, and mm-hmm. I couldn't quite make it out.
Couldn't quite make it work. Yeah.
So these new ones, I got them, and yeah, they work
super.
Really.
Oh, good look at you!
I can see.
Very happy.
Yeah, I feel very happy.
Those
about
are nice.
Them.
I okay. like those.
What else we got, Ted? Well, just a quick comment on the fact that we do have. It's not a homicide investigation, but the young man who went to the hospital and then died of his gunshot wound, and then police are getting no cooperation from anybody who might be a potential witness.
No, his family members won't talk.
Okay. So we don't know whether he was shot by somebody else, he shot himself, or we just don't know anything about it.
Somebody knows, and they're not telling police.
Okay, how long can that go on? They just keep the case open until whatever, huh?
I mean, I don't know what you do. For information, but if no one wants to talk.
What do you do? People who know about it? Okay. All right. Well, that's again, that young man, Israel Norwood was his name, 21-year-old male. And, yeah, we'll just have to, it's an open case then. Could go on for years, right? Okay.
Well, hopefully. They usually solve most of
these. Yeah, the PD usually gets something going, so we'll look for that. 7:40, Steve and Ted. Hey, you know what's coming up? Wichita's Interest Bank Arena, October 5th. You got Def Leppard and ZZ Top. Okay? And we've been giving away tickets, pairs of tickets to see this concert, and I've got a pair right now. If you give us a call at 869-1330, 869-1330, Steve and Ted, we could be sending you to the Def Leppard and ZZ Top concert coming up in October at Interest Bank Arena. All right, 7:40, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we got Bill Roy coming up in a few minutes talking about the local company that is growing. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.